why not do a statewide mask mandate? And a couple things. One, in our current directed health measure, we are requiring masks in all businesses where somebody is closer than 6 feet for 15 minutes or more. So if you're, and that means both the staff and the patrons have to be masked. So if you're in any of those kinds of businesses, I was talking to a business owner yesterday, you know, like if you've got a store and your customers come in and spend a lot of time, that would require then certainly things like salons or tattoo parlors, massage therapy. But you can think of any business where the customers are going to be closer than that 6 feet for more than 15 minutes. That's where we're requiring masks to be worn. I think it's important we also educate people about when they wear masks. You know, those three, when you're, if you can't avoid the three C's, that's when you should be wearing a mask as well. And certainly, I start off all my press briefings by talking about wearing a mask when you go to the store and that kind of thing. I think it's also important to note that masks are just one tool that we have. They're not the only tool. That, as we've talked about throughout this pandemic, it's a Swiss cheese approach, which means you have to have a lot of different layers. No one layer is going to stop the virus 100%. A mask is not going to stop the virus 100%. But you layer on using a mask, with keeping that 6 foot of distance, with washing your hands, with staying home when you're sick, only going to the store once a week, you know, avoiding the three C's. You start laying all those things together, and that's when you have an effective barrier to slowing down the spread of the virus. So masks are one tool, but they're not the only tool.